My name is Jason Davidson. I'm 15 years old.
My name is Isaac Hall. I am 16 years old.
My name is Gildas Koja. I'm 14 years old. We interviewed Ricky Hardy.
Ricky Hardy.
Mr. Ricky Hardy on September 10th, 2014.
I was raised in a single parent home with my mom. I had two brothers and one sister. I started off in the projects on the Hill District, and then I moved to Garfield. That's pretty much my childhood. I played sports, Little League baseball, Major League football. I played for Gassuda and Little League baseball. I played down in Bloomfield and then up in Stan Heights for Pony League. And then I went on to play college baseball as well. Some other achievements I had in high school, I was a student council president. I was a captain on the baseball team my junior and senior year, and I was a senior class vice president. Also in college, I was a resident advisor, and again, a captain on the baseball team my senior year. I had an older brother that's successful that I really looked up to and admired and respected everything that he did. He went to IUP, and then he went to CMU, and now he's a principal. Those things right there just basically helped me, and my mom pushing me on a day-to-day basis, making sure that I had the stuff that I want, not just the Jordans, but making sure that I had the love and making sure that I had the support that was needed to be successful. I had one major struggle / setback. When I was 17, I was shot in my stomach, so I had a lot of schools pursuing me for baseball, but after that incident, a lot of schools backed off of me, so that was a major struggle for me. It was frustrating to me because they wasn't sure if I would still have the skills or the talents to be successful on their baseball field. But Lincoln University took a chance and brought me in, and I was successful up there. Going away to college really affected me and really showed me who I was and what I needed to do to be successful. My connections to McKees Rocks, basically, I work down in the Bottoms. I'm a home visitor. That's a job where we have a caseload of 12 families. We monitor the child development and pregnant moms. So we're scheduled to see them once a week for an hour and a half. And then we go in and do different activities, skills. Also, we make sure that the child is developing the way they're supposed to. So when they go to Head Start in school, they're right on target. We're called Family Foundations. I mean, I love working with kids and their families and their parents, and just being able to connect in the community and engage in the families to different resources that we have. I really do enjoy my job. I'm an assistant basketball coach for the Wilkinsburg Tigers varsity basketball team. I coach with a colleague, a friend, and a brother of mine, Coach Eugene Harris. He offered me the position last year, so I really enjoy coaching basketball. And I also have a 35 and over traveling team, which is called the Allegheny Old Timers. And it's funny because my head coach that I coach with, Eugene, I coach him. I'm his coach on the traveling team. So it's like a circle, man. But basketball, I love basketball. I love coaching kids. The goals I had as a child was just to be successful, make it out the hood, and be a successful African-American male. I do believe I accomplished my goal, but I still have a lot of work to do because I'm still working and I'm still trying to make sure that I help somebody else conquer their goal. You know what I mean? And I'm also about helping somebody be successful. All you can do right now is, one, follow your parents' instructions and direction. Two, get rooted into a church. Make sure that you're practicing, studying. I don't know what your religion is, but make sure you're practicing, studying some type of religion or something, whoever it may be that you worship in. And three, education. Make sure you go to school every day, stay on your grades. And then the fourth important thing would be your sports. So if you have those things in line, your family, your education, God, and your sports, you're on the road to being successful.